This call is being recorded.
Welcome, everybody, to the call this evening. And thank you for being on the call, and thank you to the new people that are attending for the very first time. We welcome you. I just want to talk a little bit about my world. The talk this evening is on cancer. However, when we look at cancer, we notice that there are five pillars that not only affect cancer, but many other degenerative disease conditions, such as multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, obesity, infertility, and so on. In my world, there is no such thing as cancer. Let me explain. There is only an injured area of toxic waste debris and a lack of oxygen and nutrients to heal that injury. So cancer is only a name of a diagnosis that implies a death sentence and a tremendous amount of fear. And of course, the consequence of that fear is a huge production of toxic acid waste that further enhances the accumulation of that waste debris, causes inflammation, and hampers the digestive system from functioning properly. So, in cancer, when you are first diagnosed, the first action to take in order to overcome that fear is to get to know cancer, to understand what it is, to understand why it happens, and to start to trust the world of nutrition that is really never addressed in the medical world. Now, this takes some effort on your part. It takes some education, and that is what these Monday night teleconference calls are all about. So I strongly suggest that you continue to attend these calls until you are so well educated and so well equipped that you can do this presentation yourself. The other option is for you to do TAFI. TAFI is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. I am here to say that you and only you are responsible for the health of your own body. The medical doctor is not responsible for your health. He abides by certain protocol, and his license gives him the legal authority not to take responsible action for your health, but to follow his license protocol. The same applies to other practitioners. They are all bound by a license, be it a massage therapist or an acupuncturist or a naturopathic doctor. Note that not one of these practitioners gives you the education you need to overcome cancer if you happen to be diagnosed with it. And you cannot suppose that you can just go to Mexico either and someone out there will save your life. Once again, it's not a treatment you need, but an education, so you can responsibly take action for the health of your own body. So at this point, I want to introduce you to my course called TAFI, Taking Action for Your Health. And I'm so happy to have on the call Michael from Vancouver, who is a TAFI leader, a TAFI grad, and a TAFI leader. Michael, do you want to say hi?
Hello, this is Michael.
Thank you, Michael. And we also have Shauna. She's from Dawson Creek. She's also a TAFI grad and a TAFI leader. Shauna, would you like to say hi?
Hello, everyone.
There we go. And Shauna is presently leading a TAFI team of her own. I am leading two TAFI teams. Dr. Kathy is leading three TAFI teams. And so we have TAFI being taught in different areas of Canada. What is TAFI? TAFI is daily science-based action steps for your health that follow the laws of nature. And it's done via teleconference call every day, 5 days a week, within 15 minutes a day. And you work with a team of 4 to 6 people. And during that 15 minutes, there is daily interaction, daily accountability, and commitments that you personally make to your own health. You have a daily educational presentation, and that script is emailed to you after each call, and you receive one-on-one coaching from a qualified TAFE grad and a TAFE leader. And so the successes we have from TAFE are absolutely amazing. Before I go into some successes from TAFE, I want to talk about some people that have come to Kelowna who have experienced their own cancers. Now, these are now naturopathic doctors. So I'm going to talk about Dr. J. Dr. J was diagnosed with bladder cancer, and he did the therapeutic nutritional program that I'm going to talk about today using exclusively Nature Sunshine products to overcome his serious stage 4 bladder cancer. And he did this for 5 years. Now, was that 5 years difficult? Was it tedious? Did it require that he step out of his daily routine and his daily work to attend to treatment centers or to fly to Mexico? No, it did not. Every day he avoided the sugar foods, the junk foods. Every day he took high-dense, nutritious superfood smoothies. He took supplements. He took Papa. And his cancer never got worse, because that's what we are told, that it will get worse. Not if you responsibly take action. That cancer never debilitated Dr. J. He never had to stop working. He didn't have to go to Mexico to drop his sick body at the doorstep of a treatment center and pay, I don't know, $30,000. He simply did what I personally do every day. He took responsible actions. Today, he educates others who are diagnosed with cancer to do exactly what he did, to do exactly what I will tell you to do. I also think about Dr. Brenda Montrello. She's also a naturopathic doctor. She was a speaker here in Kelowna. Dr. J has been a speaker in Vancouver also, and so was Dr. Brenda Montrello. And that was a few years ago, and her story goes like this. One day, just a few years ago, Dr. Brenda's sister called to invite her to a Nature Sunshine meeting. It was all about parasite cleansing. Dr. Brenda decided to be adventurous and attend the home presentation. She was so impressed with the education, the quality control of Nature Sunshine products, that she decided to open a shop. She wasted no time. Within a week, she opened a storefront. Shortly thereafter, her husband became ill with cancer of the colon and a tumor in the liver. The tumor in the colon was the size of a softball, and it was surgically removed. But the liver was not touched. With education, Dr. Brenda organized a therapeutic nutritional program. I'm getting some background noise here. If you could mute out, I'd appreciate it. Dr. Brenda organized a therapeutic nutritional program for her husband to save his liver. He totally followed the program without any intervention. There was no surgery. There was no medical treatments of any kind. 3 months later, after being examined by a medical doctor, it was reported that no cancers and no tumors could be found in the liver, and the colon was clean and healed. That was about 19 years ago, and her husband to this day is free of cancer. Did Dr. Brenda drop all responsibility and go to a doorstep of a doctor? Did she fly to Mexico to get treatments? No, what did she do? She got educated. She worked with her husband until he overcame cancer. And what does Dr. Brenda do today? She has a passion and a drive to help others, to serve them, to educate them, to take responsibility for the health of their own bodies. She knows that anyone diagnosed with cancer could overcome cancer if they follow the steps of eating the right foods, having a Nature Sunshine superfood smoothie, keeping the elimination channels opened, and cleansing the blood of heavy metals and metabolic waste. Nature Sunshine is her product line of choice as she witnesses many results from many people that she works with who use these products that were designed by her education. I personally loved the passion of both Dr. J and Dr. Brenda, as they have the same passion that I do. Now, let's just go beyond these doctors. I also think about Gail. Gail was diagnosed with breast cancer. And like everybody else, she went to the doctor, gave responsibility for her cancer to the medical doctor. She did 2 chemotherapy treatments. She ended up in a psychiatric institution for 3 weeks that totally debilitated her. And after being released from the psychiatric institution, she decided that she would do the program. She did TAFI. She took action. She took responsibility. And today, Gail is breast cancer free. She's a TAFI grad, and she has also been on this call as a guest speaker to share her story. I think about Pearl. Pearl is also a TAFI grad. She is a TAFI leader. She lives in Vancouver. Gail lives in Rabbit Lake, Saskatchewan. Pearl was diagnosed with cervical cancer. She decided no chemo, no radiation, no surgery. She only took action. She also did TAFI. She took responsibility, and today she is cancer-free and a TAFI leader leading her own teams. I think about Michael. He's on the call with us this evening. He was diagnosed with kidney and prostate cancer. He said he had searched for at least 5 years to find an answer as to how he could overcome his kidney and prostate cancer. This is when he found TAFI, Taking Action for Your Health. He is a TAFI grad. He is a TAFI leader. Now he works with others to help them overcome their cancers. I think about Shauna. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. She did the chemotherapy and radiation and had her breast surgically removed. She gave all responsibility to the medical world. She did everything they asked her to do. 5 years later, she was diagnosed with breast cancer exactly in the same place where she had her breast surgically removed. It did not work. This is when she took on the therapeutic nutritional program using TAPA. She has now been cancer-free for 6 years, and she has 2 little boys. She was told she would never have babies. I think about Baljeet. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was her daughter that lives here in BC that took the TAFI course and was teaching her mom, who lived in the UK. And Baljeet did exactly as her daughter asked her to do with the education she was receiving from TAFI. And Baljeet has been cancer-free for, I don't know how long now, maybe 1 or 2 years. And there's many other people that I could tell you about who were cancer-free because they became educated. And they took responsibility of the health of their own health in their own hands. So let's now move into talking about cancer. What is it? If you can understand what cancer is, then you can start to take control and take action. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to an oxygen and a nutritional deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by fungal infection. So cancer is a fungal infection. Let's take this definition apart. For cancer to occur, there is, number 1, an injury. How do I know that? This is one thing that we all know about cancer, that there are cells that are replicating, except they are mutated cells that are replicating. Here's what I want everyone to know. Cells don't randomly replicate in your body. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. So I'm going to quote Dr. McDougall. He's the one that studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs. And this is what he said. Quote, cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. And what is it that repairs the wound? It's stem cells. And we think that we need to have stem cell surgeries. We can increase the stem cells in our bodies by taking astragalus and silver, documented scientifically to increase stem cell production. For cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. How can the stem cells replicate healthy cells for you unless all the required nutrients are in place? And yet, no medical doctor talks about nutrients. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. The stem cells use oxygen for the purpose of healthy cell replication. Without oxygen, how can oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication ever take place? Dr. Blass said, quote, oxidation is the source of life. Its lack causes impaired health, disease, and its cessation causes death. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area. There is such an amount of toxic waste debris in that injured area that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris. It therefore stops the nutrients and oxygen reaching that injured area. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is a fungal infection. That toxic waste debris has accumulated to the point of a fungal infection. So when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, be it outer skin cells or inner skin cells, the end result is cancer, which is a diagnosed name. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. Again, a diagnosed name. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. Again, it's a diagnosed name. And so on. So in this presentation, we address the five pillars so that you start to understand what it is that you must do to overcome these diagnosed diseases, such as cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and so on. We address injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. The fact that cancer starts from an injury was well known even way back there, over 100 years ago in 1903, by medical doctors. It was actually taught in medical universities. Dr. Ziegler, who wrote the medical textbook of general pathology, which was used in medical in medical universities said this, quote, the causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fractures, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing and scratches, etc. So we know that the injuries can be caused by physical injuries, a blow, a fall, an accident, and so on. There are other reasons for injuries. Exploratory surgeries can cause injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms injure the breast. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy cause chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Drugs of various kinds can cause side effects. They can cause gut permeability or leaky gut syndrome. Alcohol can cause injury to the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas. Present-day grains and legumes all contain lectins, which are known to be toxic anti-nutrients that cause injury to the gut and get into the bloodstream and create sticky, heavy blood. Phytates that are present in present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and numerous minerals that causes an injury to inherently weak internal membranes. Injuries can come from nutritional deficiency. So think about your chapped lips that kind of crack. And that happens in dry weather. That's usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. Agricultural practices today have depleted our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. So foods today are so deficient in nutrients, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrients that one tomato gave you in 1941. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, and everyone should have a copy of that book. It has sold over 5,000 copies, so I know that there is a movement happening here. It's all sold through word of mouth, and that book outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where agricultural scientists analyzed the food values of different foods that were grown in soils of 1941. And in 1991, they repeated this analysis on foods that were grown in soils of 1991. They discovered an alarming range of difference in nutrient values of all of these foods. They said things like broccoli had 75% less calcium. Fruits had 27% less zinc. Spinach had 60% less iron. You'd have to eat 28 apples today to get the same nutrient value one apple gave you in 1941, and 10 oranges and 10 tomatoes. I think we get the picture here. Even way back in the 1860s, Antoine Bechamp stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. And Dr. Linus Pauling, 1970s, we all know him. He was the father of vitamin C. He repeated that in 1970 when he said, you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. if there is a mineral deficiency somewhere internally, then that can cause an injury to an inherent weak organ. Dr. Halda Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Just think about this. If there is an accumulation of toxic waste debris sitting in some organ of the body, that toxic waste debris will invite a parasite. And a parasite can cause an injury to a membrane internally, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. Infections can start an injury. Think about hepatitis in the liver. If it's not corrected, it can lead to a serious injury. We do not use antibiotics here. When we have a serious infection, we use the herbal combination from Nature Sunshine called Cat's Claw Combination in high doses. I proudly announce that I have not taken any antibiotic or any other drug for over 30 years because I rely on cat's claw and silver whenever I have an infection, if I ever get one. I haven't had one for a long time. Toxic waste debris can also invite parasites, which can cause an injury. I talked about Pearl. She had cervical cancer. Usually, that is started by human papilloma virus. Why does that virus start internally in a cervical area? Because there is an accumulation of toxic waste debris in that area, and that virus can damage the tissues of the cervix. Dr. Scott, Dr. Livingston, Dr. Siebert, they found microbes in every cancer case. Once again, think about it. What do microbes grow in? Microbes grow in toxic, unhealthy tissue that can cause injuries. Unfortunately, these great microbiologists were scoffed at and they were mocked, but they held firm to their scientific findings. Dr. Versendal, Simoncini, and Lustig talked about candida yeast in the body. And they said it was candida yeast that contributes to cancer. I would have to agree with them. Candida yeast is fed by sugar and starches that convert to sugars. Candida is fed by antibiotics, by various drugs. What happens when you have a candida yeast growing in your body? It grows a tendril structure or a structure of roots that poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut syndrome. Candida can then escape into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the various organs and tissues. Candida is also known to produce xenoestrogens. These are toxic estrogens that feed cancer. Xenoestrogens are known to destroy the function of the thyroid. And the thyroid is responsible for metabolism. In other words, how fast your body can get energy from the nutrition you are eating, from the food you are eating. The thyroid is also responsible for iodine sources. And why is iodine important? Because it absorbs toxic radiation. Xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones. And they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, cancers, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, obesity, and so on. These toxic xenoestrogens from candida also weaken the collagen production. and consequently, inner membranes can crack without collagen. Using antibiotics robs the good natural intestinal flora from the intestinal tract, from the bowels. That can cause an injury to your bowel or your colon, thereby leading to cancer. Antibiotics are known to cause leaky gut syndrome as well. Nobel Prize winner Dr. Metchnikov, that's 1908, he said that aging is caused by toxic bacteria in the gut and that we absolutely need to take lactobacillus, known as acidophilus, or probiotics to prolong life. And guess what he did to prolong his life? He drank sour milk every day. Sour milk is loaded with good probiotics. In our present day, we are prone to take antibiotics. Antibiotics are drugs that cause the problem of dysbiosis, which is a condition of the intestinal tract that tends to kill or suppress natural intestinal bacteria. So parasites and fungus and candida start to take over. Dr. Bernice Eddy, she was a scientist in the 1950s that worked in a vaccine laboratory. Guess what she discovered? And this information is not very well known. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. She was injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And she discovered that these hamsters got various cancers and tumors. She was horrified. She reported these findings to her colleagues and warned them, if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. I hope we get the picture here. We have an epidemic of cancer in 2017. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. We never think about what sugar does to our bodies. Think about sugar. If it can rob enough calcium and minerals from your teeth to cause cavities, what do you think it can do to your internal organs? In 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse get cancer. So he repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he proved that sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. He received a Nobel Prize for his findings in 1926. In 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved the same thing, that fermentation of sugar leads to cancer. Why are we ignoring these wonderful scientists that proved sugar can cause cancer? Injury and cancer can also come from toxic heavy metals that we find in all vaccination shots, flu shots, tetanus shots, and in mercury fillings in our teeth. These toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream and they impede the circulation of blood and nutrient and oxygen flow. Dr. Hamer stated that the injury in cancer comes from strong emotions. Strong negative emotions such as anger, fear, unforgiveness, hatred, causes a toxic overload of toxic acids. And those acids eat away at vulnerable organs internally, So there's a saying that goes along with cancer, and that is, what's eating you? Cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. What happens when there is an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up a message to the injured area called current of injury. That current of injury sets up an ionic field in that injured area that triggers the stem cells into action. And of course, the purpose of the stem cells is cell replication. So now that the stem cells are triggered into action, they are looking for all those fundamental building blocks. They're looking for minerals and vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells can use them for healthy cell replication to repair that injury. And at the point that the injury is repaired, the whole replication process stops. The stem cells go to rest. The current of injury stops. However, imagine what happens when one of these building blocks is missing. I've talked about minerals. Then healthy cell replication cannot take place, and that current of injury will continue. So one of the keys to putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and essential nutrients. I want to talk about inflammation and elimination. Many of us hear the word inflammation, but we really don't understand it, and we certainly don't know how it works. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins that cause leaky gut. They poke holes in the gut membrane. They now escape into the bloodstream. Now that there are holes in the gut membrane, foods, before they are totally digested, start to escape into the bloodstream as well. So now you have, in the bloodstream, various vaccines, heavy metals, chemicals, candida, lectins. And that makes the blood sticky and heavy, and it puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. Such a weight causes the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, food particles, heavy metals, chemicals, candida, and so on, to escape and start to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins that are there for the transport of oxygen, nutrients, and water to the various cells and tissues. And these blood plasma proteins start to leak out through the capillary walls. And they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than an accumulation of sodium, water, trapped blood plasma proteins, and all these various toxins. And that's not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves that's near the neck area. And the salty, fluty part called lymph will take the excess sodium and toxins, neutralize a bunch of them, and dump the rest out through our natural elimination channels. That's the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what happens to that lymphatic system when it becomes overloaded by our use of drugs or acids from emotions and stress, or toxic root canals and mercury fillings, vaccinations, flu shots, tetanus shots, toxic chemicals. Pretty soon, that lymphatic system starts to malfunction. So now you have a pool of that trapped blood plasma proteins with all these toxins. Over a period of time, this buildup leads to chronic inflammation, where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. Again, it was Dr. Otto Warburg who stated that when the oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation by the stem cells for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer take place. If there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips to fermentation. And the process of fermentation produces ammonia and acids. So in that injured area, you now have a whole accumulation of toxic waste debris. That is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus to take place. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. Cancer is not a genetic illness. This particularly applies to women who are told they have a genetic propensity to breast cancer, and they are now lined up to have their healthy breasts surgically removed. You can change your genes. I want everyone to know that cancer is not a genetic illness. It happens when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line and it genetically defects the cells. So now we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. That current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells. And we call this cancer. So if we can come to an understanding that cancer is nothing more than an out-of-control cell replication that happens when there is an injury and the repair of that injury is not made due to an oxygen and a nutritional deficiency, and there is a fungal infection that happens at that point, we can prevent cancer from happening, we can reverse and overcome the whole process. So what do we do to overcome cancer if we happen to be diagnosed with it? Stop feeding the cancer. That's number one. Eliminate all the sugars, the starches, the grains. All grains must be eliminated from this program. Number two, feed your stem cells by eating the right foods. We eat grass-fed meats, fish, chicken, turkey, buffalo, lamb, eggs, all vegetables, salads, walnuts, almonds, all the seeds, and berries. We're cautious about eating sweet fruits. They're too high in sugar. Having said that, you're still not getting enough nutrients. This is where the superfood smoothies come in. This is when we do two smoothies a day. And what do we put in our smoothies? We put Nature's Sunshine high dense nutritious products in our smoothies. Here they are. Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals and tonic herbs. We talked about that. We don't have enough minerals. We use flax hull lignans, which are known scientifically to bind those toxic xenoestrogens that Candida is producing. One little scoop of flax lignans is equivalent to 2 gallons of flax seed. We use Collatrim Plus, which is a bioavailable collagen powder from a bovine source. Again, Candida affects the production of collagen. We use Green Zone for all those phytonutrients. We add Solstic Energy, which is Korean ginseng and green tea extract and grapeseed extract and guarana for breaking up sticky blood. And we add berries of our choice, which are high in antioxidants. And we add water and some ice, if that's what you choose. And we don't do any juicing here. Most juices that are made at home are way too sweet. What do we put in our juices? Apples, carrots, beets, full of sugar. Not only that, if you happen to just do green juicing, I want us all to know there's very little nutrient value in those greens from a grocery store compared to the high power Green Zone that I'm talking about from Nature's Sunshine, which has quality control behind it. And we take high amounts of super omega 3. So that the cells are pliable and oxygen can move into the cells and those toxins move out of the cells. We take vitamin D3, which replaces the D3 that is lost by those toxic phytates found in present-day grains. And then we work on inflammation. Colostrum on an empty stomach goes into the bloodstream and binds those toxic lectins from the grains. We use Protease Plus Enzyme. It took Nature's Sunshine at least 1 year to perfect the Protease Plus Enzymes that we use on an empty stomach, which goes into the bloodstream for the purpose of digesting and cleaning up undigested food particles. But that Protease Plus was also designed to break up the outer protein coating of tumor and cancer cells. How cool is that? We use cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so all those toxins can drain out through our natural elimination channels. And many times, you will need a consultation to determine the root causes of your personal inflammation. Or you can take on TAFI, Taking Action for Your Health. You will never be able to determine it on your own. You need help here. This is where you need the help of an expert. This is where we come into the picture. That's why we teach you. You need to know where your inflammation is coming from. And we need to increase circulation. When we increase circulation, we also increase body temperature. Who out there teaches you that cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit? That's not even ever mentioned or talked about. We work hard to cleanse the blood so that it's circulating to get your energy to where it's supposed to be. When you have energy, your body is warm. When you are warm, cancer cannot live there. I cheer when I hear someone diagnosed with cancer call me to tell me that they have a fever. I go, yahoo! Think about what that heat does. It burns up that toxic debris internally. So what do we do to clean out heavy metals like lead and mercury and iron and aluminum? And we find all these things in those vaccinations that we line up for. We use MC. It's an oral chelation tablet. That's another one. It's a designer tablet. It was put together by Dr. McCausland, and it took him a long time to figure all this out. And we have it in a tablet. It is known to clean out lead, mercury, aluminum, iron, metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides. And if that's cleaned out, the oxygen flow increases, the blood flow increases, the body temperature goes up. Cells degenerate and die in direct proportion to the depletion of oxygen, and we work hard to clean that blood out to increase the oxygen flow. And we work on elimination. All the elimination channels need to be open. This is where you may need to do a kidney flush. You may need to work on the bowels. We have several different kinds of bowel herbal formulas. We also have a formula called Body Detox that works on kidneys, bowels, and liver. You got to detoxify that waste debris. And we do it with herbs, and it works. And then we address the cancer infection, that fungal infection. This is where we use PAWPAW, P-A-W, P-A-W. This is American PAWPAW that grows in eastern United States. It was studied by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin for over 20 years. I know him personally. It is the twigs of the pawpaw tree that are picked in May. They're pulverized, and an active ingredient called acetogenin is extracted. And this is not Brazilian pawpaw or graviola, which, according to Dr. McLaughlin, has a different molecular structure than the American pawpaw. When Dr. McLaughlin studied pawpaw, this is what he said. Take note. Pawpaw is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. 1 million times stronger. It inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. It cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. It destroys that fungus and that candida and destroys the cancer cells. It's been scientifically documented to do that. And we increase stem cell production by using astragalus. It's also found in cat squaw combination. It's found in mineral chitonic. And silver, Dr. Baker, did research findings to prove that silver in ionic form can increase the production of healthy stem cells in the bloodstream. So I invite you to purchase a copy of my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. If you go to my website, www.donnaroth.com, DonnaRoth.com. It holds about 60 cancer success stories. And some of those people have had cancer, serious Stage 4 cancer, almost ready to die, way back there in 2003. They're still alive and well today, 2017. My first cancer client was Sheena, 25 years old, in 1998. Was given 2 months to live by the time she came here. She did the program. She's alive and well. This is 2017. She comes to see me at least twice a year and thanks me every time she sees me. She has her life back. She had no money in 1998 either. And she never worried about money, and she never talked about it either. For her, this was a life or death situation. She overcame her cancer. She got a wonderful job working up north, making lots of money. This is critical if you're diagnosed with cancer, and you can do this in the comfort of your own home. So with this, I am going to turn the recording off and we can ask questions. So give me a second.